I'm Margot Adler. Hundreds of New Yorkers are smoothing the way and providing hospitality for the other large group headed to the Republican convention, the protesters. At a recent bazaar, a kind of protest fair, at an East Village church, you could find advice about everything from housing to the law. Let's say you're a high school student, no fancy hotel for you. You might talk to Emily Goldstein, who during the regular year is a student at Vassar College.
We just got a youth housing board set up on the Counter Convention website where youth from outside of New York City can link up specifically to stay with other young people who are in New York City.
Ah, the Counter Convention website. At last look, there were some 200 different offerings of rooms, beds, and floor space, with some caveats like must like cats, mild-mannered Democrat preferred, anarchists welcome, and even you must buy me dinner once. One Brooklyn listing says would prefer someone who was disenfranchised in the last election. Intrigued, I called the number and found Christine Panis, who works days recruiting chefs for a restaurant. She describes her apartment as
typical Brooklyn one-bedroom apartment, you know, futon in the living room, you know, some musical instruments to bump against.
She's gotten some calls from college students, but she's hoping for
people who come from low-income areas who are the ones who were victimized in this particular purge of the voting register in the state of Florida. I feel like somebody really needs to stand up for them.
Okay, so you've got housing, maybe not with her. Back at the protest bazaar, you get some legal advice from Jeff Center, a volunteer with the National Lawyers Guild.
I'm noticing this is a little booklet, Street Law, what you need to know during the protest.
The general stuff, you know, if you're stopped by a policeman, you can ask, am I being detained? And if no, am I free to go?
If you're not, you're probably under arrest. There's even a group of librarians to answer other kinds of questions online, and they'll be on the street during the demonstrations, like Jenna Friedman.
We'll be recognizable because we'll be wearing a hat with a little eye on it.
I guess for information. Next stop, pick up the People's Guide to the RNC, a well-produced, shiny, fold-out map and guide, useful for anyone coming to New York. The best public bathrooms, internet cafes, the best Wi-Fi hotspots, and advice like jaywalking is the norm in this city, or hopping turnstiles, once common, can get you a night in jail. The guide also lists where Republican delegations are staying and partying. Josh Breitbart, one of the authors of the guide, says the first printing was $20,000, cost $6,000.
I think our $6,000 was better spent than the mayor's $7 million.
And of course, he says delegates can use the guide, too. With all this available, it's no wonder that Mayor Michael Bloomberg announced this week that the city had its own welcome plan for activists, a website with discounts to restaurants, tourist sites, and hotels, and a button to get you into them saying, welcome, peaceful political activists.
It's no fun to protest on an empty stomach. You can go shopping, maybe replace those sneakers that were worn out on a whole day's march.
And he says a hotel is better than sleeping in the park. He clearly hasn't seen the housing options. But hey, if half the protesters that organizers say will arrive do arrive, the ratio of activists to delegates will be 50-1. And as Bloomberg said, protesters may be thinking peace signs, but businesses are thinking dollar signs. Activists who are still fighting the mayor over permits for marches and rallies were nevertheless amused by the mayor's announcement. Donna Lieberman of the New York Civil Liberties Union said, if the city also provides a free metro card like the delegates get and a permit to protest in Central Park, an activist should feel as welcome as any delegate. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.